The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, what is going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, episode 375. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight, I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
What's up, people? How's it going?
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo, yo.
Adam Vale. Brett Murdoch. And Brian Monjoma.
So a game by Capcom with a red-haired lady and dinosaurs. And it's not Dino Crisis.
Yes. By the way, what is that crunchy sound I've been hearing this whole time?
That's Brett.
Oh, is that you,
That's
Brett?
Me?
Is what, it?
It's between I think it's Chris.
Is it Chris?
Wait, I'm not eating chips or anything. Right.
I think it's your mic, dude.
It's your beard.
It's your beard.
Have you seen pictures of him?
No, I haven't. No, what is he like old man Chris now?
It was on LinkedIn. I could not believe it.
Say you get. Did you get the emails? And I'm like,
yeah.
It almost looks like Kratos. It's like this big grizzly, and he's like, oh.
Wild.
I was saying, Chris, did you go dad of war on us?
Well, I kind of do. I did shave my head, and I do have a beard.
So nice.
I know.
Yeah, there you go, man.
Is that what happens when you have a kid? Is that like a thing?
No. My hair fell out, so I shaved it off. The beard is just like, hey, you know what? It's easier not to cut this shit off. So, you know.
Well, I mean, if you lose all the hair up there, you got to grow it down here. That's how it works, you know.
So does that mean you're like you're gonna be like, girl, come with me?
Yeah.
I don't want you to do better. I want you to be better.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah, girl. Take this axe.
That means you have to have a son now. So you go, boy. That's awesome, man. All right, man. Throwdown back with another one. You already know. Not a lot happens. Very kind of unmonumental. I know I've made up a word, but whatever.
Or negaton.
Yeah, no negatons. You know, couple microtons may have happened. So we'll get into it, man. The biggest thing that happened is fucking State of Play. This was kind of came out of nowhere. I think they announced it like 2 days beforehand. It's like, hey, State of Play. Yeah, it was on Monday, right? State of Play is coming on Wednesday. We're like,
it was yesterday.
What?
Yeah.
Here's me? Right? So, but they already, you know, they kind of tempered the expectations. Like, yo, we're not doing anything big. A couple third-party games. That's it. And that's what we got. So let's do the usual throwdown thing and run these down. Now, I'm getting these off of PlayStation's blog, so if they're missing anything, that's their fault.
There's only one game on that list that matters.
They shouldn't be missing anything, unlike some sites.
You know? All right, so the first game we're going to talk about, Brian already alluded to it, it's called Exoprimal from Capcom. What is this shit?
I mean, it just looks like a dino mob.
Yeah, a new IP from Capcom featuring intense multiplayer co-op battles. I already lost interest.
Yeah, you know what it reminds me of? Remember, what was it? I think it was E3 2016 we were at, and they showed us LiveLock. Remember that with the exo frames?
Yeah, yeah.
But they just replaced other robots and aliens with dinosaurs, that. Well, I was watching the trailer. And I was like, wow, this is like Anthem with dinosaurs. Because you get in this Iron Man-like suit, and some of them are flying around. They all have different powers. And then there's just dinosaurs pouring out of the sky.
Yeah, I'm watching this trailer now.
Out of portals.
By the way, Carlos, if you want to load up some trailers, go right ahead.
Apparently, dinosaurs happen right like rain. Uh-oh. Like the robot lady is literally like, there's a 50% chance of dinosaurs today or something like that. It's some weird shit.
Yeah, I'm watching this trailer right now. What is this shit?
So like dinosaurs happen like
the. So is it like an online only game? If it's online only, I lost interest then. So what is it, mechs versus dinosaurs? Is that what this shit is?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Oh, well, okay. There's dinosaurs. What is it? There's dinosaurs pouring out of the sky for some reason. I don't know how they're not dying.
They're falling out of portals.
Yeah, but they're falling. They're way up in the air, and they're falling, and they just get up and run.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like, shouldn't they, like, a bunch of, like, the first couple of them should die. Like, they should just splatter on the ground, you know? Maybe the ones that come up afterwards will live. What is this shit?
It's weird. It's interesting, because it sort of came out of nowhere, because they weren't they, like, talking about that other game that happens on the moon?
Yeah, and then they delayed that till next.
What was the name of that game? Pragmata or something?
Pragmata, yeah.
Oh, yeah, this looks like fucking Destiny would. This is.
It's dinosaur-y. I don't know. I can't mix Destiny
and remember, I like dinosaurs. I like mechs. This looks dumb. This is like this is like Earth Defense Force with dinosaurs. Why are the dinosaurs pouring out and falling? Like, shouldn't they be dead? That really bugs me.
it's all that Adam hates in one thing.
Yeah, robots like and mechs. Dinosaurs.
No. What do you mean? I like Titanfall.
You don't like dinosaurs. It's everything
I hate. I don't know, because we shouldn't be killing them.
Why not? They're trying to kill you. They're dead.
There's no proof of that. There's no proof. We already know that. There's no proof.
You know, you're going to tell me the Earth is flat too? All right, that was stupid.
You know what? There's still no proof of that either. You and your fancy satellites talk a lot of shit.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. So,
all right, I saw the trailer. It looks dumb. All right.
That's not it. It looks like a middleware game that they're trying to sell as a AAA.
Yeah. Oh. Anybody have any thoughts on the game?
It looks weird. It looks kind of silly. I mean, who knows? Maybe they're hoping for a Monster Hunter world with dinosaurs and mechs. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't get it. All right. We don't need to give that any more attention. Next thing here, Ghostwire Tokyo trailer. I don't know why, because I showed another trailer not too long ago, right?
They still showing this game?
Yeah, again, like, after What's Her Face left, I stopped having interest in this, you know?
The thing about it is she's not the creator of the game.
But I wanted to see her promoted, you know? I'll see whatever she's doing now, because she started a new studio, I believe. Yeah. Or I don't care about it. Does anybody have any feelings about this trailer?
I mean, people seem to be interested in it, but I don't know.
Yeah. But I don't see what's to be interested about. No, sir, I'm being completely honest now. What is the appeal of this game?
I don't know.
In the chat, please let me know, because I'm confused.
Here's the funny thing. Like, the only reason why you were even interested was because Homegirl was even involved.
That's it.
So, in other words, you wouldn't even have given a shit if this thing came out, if she was involved or not.
No, you're 100% right.
It doesn't change a damn thing.
Yeah, it doesn't.
The only difference is the cute Japanese girl isn't talking in front of the audience. Yeah,
but the thing is, I want to understand why other people are hyped, because I see the hype. I like, oh my god, Ghost Rider is fucking crazy. I'm like, explain it to me, please.
Isn't it based off of something?
No, I don't think so.
You're probably thinking it sounds like another show.
There was a comic that I had. It was called.
Probably not.
Yeah. Hold on. Give the proper shout outs here. Logic Wins. What's going on, brother? He goes, it looks pretty. Yeah. I mean. You know,
I'm excited for it because
Brian, explain.
Because it's different. It's not an open world game. It's not a cinematic action game. You know, you don't crawl around in a bush with bow and arrow. You know, it is refreshing.
There's no specifically posed high grass for you to hide behind.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
it's
red.
It's just like hey, here's an action game. That's it. That you kill like spirits and demons. Okay, cool. You don't really get many of those these days. You know, so like. Yes, it just seems like it's a fun time, and it's Shinji Mikami, and he's just known for a fun time.
Yeah, that's fair enough, but I don't know, just looks kind of boring Mikami. To me. You know, but again, you know me, I don't really give a shit about ghost stuff, you know?
You don't like Ghost Dad? Wait, nobody likes Ghost
Dad. Yeah. Nobody likes that movie.
Oh, Ghost Dad, be careful.
That's why I mentioned it.
Gotta be careful. Jay Shep goes, it's anime Skyrim. We don't know that. I don't think it's open world.
Yeah, I don't know.
Probably, whatever. All right, next. Oh, God. Final Fantasy 33. I like that game. Stranger of Paradise. Trash. Mm.
There's another demo.
I played that first one. Sure. It was stupid. What a ugly looking game. It looks like a game that came out for PS3, you know, where, you know, the era of like everything has to be green and brown. Like, I looked at this shit. I'm like, is this game like a holdover from like 15 years ago? ugly, ugly game. You know, it's like that alone will make me stop playing it. Yeah, yes, I am that superficial. You know, just like that Valkyrie game, but we'll talk about that later. You know, but yeah, the you know, the demo, you know, ripping off of Dark Souls and shit. And I'm not even saying that like as a joke. I mean, it literally is ripping off of Dark Souls. You know, although I do believe the Neo people were behind this. Yeah, I could, so yeah. So it kind of makes sense. Ninja. You know, so and Neo is obviously. I don't want to call it a ripoff because it is doing its own thing, but it's obviously inspired by the Dark Souls series, you know?
Which is inspired by Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, of course, of course, of course. any thoughts on Strangers of Paradise?
I mean, I was not interested in it before.
Yeah, fuck up. Again, I played that first demo. This is fucking stupid. Yeah. By the way, I'm Mr. Positive right now, aren't I? You know?
Yeah, I know. Who are you?
Like I said, there's only one collection. On
fucking all these trash games. Don't worry, Adam. I already know what game it is. As a matter of fact, I think there's a clue right behind you. You know? That's yeah. The other side. What is it? Was that Captain America line? Look to your right, or is it left? I don't know. Well, Adam is left. You're right, but in Adam's case, like look to your right. Right next up, what do we have here? Forspoken. They have a new trailer. This game was delayed, people.
Yet again, or was it delayed before?
No, it wasn't delayed before.
Isn't this the game everybody lost interest in?
Yeah, as soon as the first demo came out, we're like, the first extended hands off demo. Then, because remember, Brett, I was hyped for this. I saw, I don't know about this now.
Well, I mean, he's every single time I see this game, I lose even more interest in it. It's like having the opposite effect.
I lost interest after it stopped being Project Athea.
Oh,
I mean, like. Like, well, the biggest one is like, why don't they let Homegirl talk with her real accent?
She's supposed to be a New Yorker, you know?
Oh, that is not a New York accent at all.
Yeah,
that's like remove your British accent, a white person accent.
Heavy Rain trying to pull that shit off.
Yeah, because that was the whole thing during the last one. It's like, oh, she grew up in the mean streets of New York City.
She don't look like she grew up on no mean streets of New York City. She would not be wearing those pants in that.
Oh, man.
Mean streets of New York City.
Well, she's fighting a dragon in this video. That's cool.
I mean, there's some interesting stuff. It's like they just took, like, it has that Square Enix aesthetics mixed with regular person.
Yeah. No, I mean, it still looks great, you know, like gorgeous and stuff, but I don't know. Something's off. Then again, maybe I just don't want to play another giant open world game again.
I'm not really that impressed with the work on that.
Yeah. Now, I'm watching. Yeah, this looks cool, but I don't know. We'll have to see more, I guess. I need to just play it, you know?
You got delayed till October or something?
October
like that?
11th, yeah.
Yeah. It's funny that they announced the delay on the day that they showed this new trailer. Yeah. And then they put out this really long, like, apology. Guys, just say we're delaying and that's it. You don't need to put this whole book on your Twitter.
Yeah, blame it on the Rona, you know?
I don't know. Number one, it's par for the course. Every single person is making the game is going to have some sort of delay of some sort. And if they can use the lockdowns and the pandemic and stuff like that, then use it. But you don't need, at this point, it doesn't even need to be explained anymore. It's going to be delayed by some.
Yeah, just say it's delayed and that's it. All right, so there's that.
Yeah, but then, like, one of the issues that I have with it is it's now being put 1 month away from Starfield. Because this is 11th October, Starfield 11th November.
Yeah.
So, are you planning to play both?
Well, I'm saying, like, any interest that people have about the game, it's going to be overshadowed because the November rush. So, yeah.
No, Brian's right. I agree. Yeah,
that's on them. That's on them, though. They made that decision.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. It's like it's now been put in a place where it's just before the fall rush of games, where all the big guys come out, and it's like this is like not the best time.
Well, are we gonna? I guess it's too early to tell now. But are we gonna get a fall rush of games? Because we know Call of Duty's out.
No, Call of Duty's still coming.
Well, there's gonna be.
Is that 2023? They said next year.
Next year. Okay.
Yeah. We still got Modern Warfare 2 coming. Yeah.
No, but I agree with Brian's assessment that when Starfield comes, that's it. No one's going to be talking about this game.
It'll be just like how what happened with Horizon.
Like, no one's talking about her. Whoa, ho, ho, ho. Motherfuckers don't want to hear that on Twitter. They do not want to hear that on Twitter. You know?
Oh, no, they mad. They're mad.
They had fucking spaces before 9 a.m. because they were so upset. You know? Like, what is wrong with you people, man? Don't you got jobs?
What's to be mad about here? You got your game right.
No, they don't, Tony.
You're right. I answered my own question. All right, man. Damn, Logic Wins goes Horizon came out. Oh, man. All right, let's move on. What do we have next on the docket here? Where's Riku?
Riku?
What at?
Gundam Evolution.
Is that really a Riku game?
Yeah, I mean, he loves Gundam. He loves Gundam.
I mean, like, you know. No, I mean, not that it's Gundam, just the aspect that they're showing. So it looks like a semi first person shooter game slash something or other. Will he play that game because of it's a Gundam game, or play because of its?
He'll play because it's a Gundam game.
Yeah,
I mean, because he plays Destiny, so he is into first person shooters.
Okay.
I'm watching the trailer now. All these Gundam games are fucking terrible, you know. So why is this going to be any better?
This is no exception. Like I see it, I was like, and even I was like, what the hell is this?
What is this?
It just feels like Team Fortress,
Gundam,
Overwatch with Gundam skins, and it's like, why?
Yeah,
like, who asked for this?
Oh my god! Yeah, Brian, you're 100% right. Holy shit!
Riku apparently. Riku,
right? Hey, I'll get into it. I'm into Overwatch now, baby.
Oh man, what is this nonsense? I'm not watching the rest of this. This is all right. Let's get to the only game I can give a fuck. Actually, any thoughts on Gundam?
I mean, yeah, it is what it is. It's usual Namco fare. You know, they got their anime licenses. So they're gonna keep squeezing them all out.
You know, I like Bandai Namco. You know, they always treated me right. You know, and I appreciate the fact that they give the fans what they want. But I don't care for most of their games because of that anime shit. You know,
well, I mean, to be honest, that is what you call the cheap pop, right? You know, fairy tales, all those games like that, those are the cheap pops. You know, kids that don't really, you know, are just more interested in whatever the IP is and not really about the actual game.
Yeah.
They're middleware games that they sell at $60 or $70.
Yeah. All right, man, let's get to the game I'm most excited about. I'm hype. Hype! Adam, you already know, man.
Yeah, man.
As a matter of fact, it makes you want to say Cowabunga. Oh my fucking god. So they're gonna release Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the Cowabunga collection. Like literally all the old school Ninja Turtle games that you remember. Konami, I don't know how the fuck they did this. Manny, you'll get into it in a bit, but yep. Like this is cool. So Manny, I know you got something to say, but let's break down what's in this shit. Do they have a list here at least?
They should have a list.
Yeah. Oh, what is this nonsense? Anyway, they got the ninja. You got the NES Ninja Turtles, a really hard one where you swim around, you die in the you know the seaweed. You got Turtles 2, which was actually the first Turtles arcade game, right? You have the Manhattan Project, Ninja Turtles 3. Of course,
tournament's on there. Turtles and Tiger.
Turtles with Tournament Fighters is in there.
All three versions of Turtles Tournament Fighters, or two versions of Tournament Fighters. The one for the Genesis and the one for the Super Nintendo.
Yeah, one thing that's cool, and Manny was telling me about this, how, like, because I asked him, like, wait, do they have the arcade versions or the Nintendo versions? Like, they got both.
Yeah, they have, because when they made the second arcade-style beat-em-up game, that was not an arcade game, you know, for the Nintendo. It was a totally new title that they had created. So, yeah, like they have the arcade games. They have, you know, they have an original arcade game and Turtles in Time. Then they also have Turtles in Time for Super Nintendo.
They got Hyperstone in here, too.
That one had an additional level part where you shoot down at them.
Yep. And there's two different parts, like there's the part where you're in the future. It's two different versions. Like,
well, these guys are crazy. They even have the handheld versions.
Yes, they put all the handheld versions. Pretty much every single Ninja Turtle game that came before all the modern generation is all in there.
Do we know if this is exclusive? This would be great on.
No, it's not. I don't think it's exclusive.
No, this is on the Switch, and it's on the PlayStation, and it's on the Xbox.
Yeah.
It's on
all. Okay, here we go. Here's a semi list. It has Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Turtles in Time, right? Yep. We got
the arcade games.
Yeah, the 8-bit Turtles. TMNT to the arcade game, TMNT 3, the Manhattan Project, and a 16-bit Turtles in Time, which is the Super Nintendo one. Okay, so and obviously the Hyperstone Heist, which was like, Hyperstone Heist was an interesting game because it was for the Genesis, and it was like Turtles in Time, but not Turtles in Time. But it was very good on its own. It also has the handheld games. It's called TMNT 3 Radical Rescue, right? Which is interesting. Mm-hmm. We also have, it says 3 one-on-one fighting games, Tournament Fighters.
Why they're not adding the Ubisoft ones? Remember those that came out?
Well, those weren't great. They were not 3DS. Those are not Konami games. So
no, that's
not
what I'm saying. I'm glad we don't have those. Yeah.
Okay, I'm confused by this. So it goes 3 one-on-one fighting games, but they only say Tournament Fighters.
Yes, because they're three versions of Tournament Fighters. The
for one for Genesis? Nintendo, that's right.
The one for Nintendo, one for Super Nintendo, one for Genesis.
That makes sense, yeah. See, back in the day, you used to have different versions of the same shit. Yeah, yeah. That's fucking cool. Give me this shit. This got me so excited.
I can't wait. Yeah, that was it. That was a highlight.
Yeah. No release date.
This should take forever.
Just say 2022. Yeah. Yeah.
And on top of that, we got the new one coming out.
Predators.
Presumably.
I suspect that's why this happened is because of the original, because of that new one coming out. You know, like as you guys know, I worked on the Ninja Turtles franchise in the early to mid, early to late 2000s.
The 2009.
Yep, 2003 to 2009. And we, you know, for a long time, we actually, you don't realize how difficult just putting these games out are because at the time, we couldn't even do it. Like we had one version of it that came in one of the PlayStation titles, but we couldn't do a lot of the stuff. We had to re-record the voices. It's just a lot of red tape that you had to go through in order to just release those original games. That's why Ubisoft didn't even bother. They just made a remake, you know? Yeah. So, I mean, I definitely have to say that it's a pretty big hat trick that they actually managed to get it from because there's a lot of factors you have to worry about when it comes to games like this. As you know, first it depends on the company, the rights holders, you know, wanting to have any sort of interest in it. Number two, the game company, you know, or the publisher actually having having good records of all of their builds of their games, so you know that the version that they put out is actually good.
And that raises another question.
Number three is the rights of specific music and voices that belong to some of the characters, and if they still have the contracts to those, you know, and when we put out the original Ninja Turtles game, we couldn't include the Pizza Power song. That's, you know, in your arcade cabinet, Adam.
Yeah,
you know, that or anything having the original Teenage Ninja Turtles song, because the rights of those things belonged to the original performers. So there's a lot of red tape when these things come out, and there's, you know, we don't know if sometimes, you know, especially even with like specific art, if the artwork, you know, if the contracts have been lost, they don't know if they have a multiple use contract for the actual artwork. So you'll see sometimes some companies can't even put their actual video game covers on their games because they either lost the rights to the you know, they lost the contracts and didn't know if it's a multiple use contract. So there's all kinds of crazy stuff that you to just make these things happen.
Are these direct ports? Or are they fixing them up? Or are they going to make a nice little interface? I
don't know, but I mean, I guess if you need a good example, if you've played the Digital Eclipse versions of Aladdin, the three pack of Aladdin, Lion King, and whatever it was that came out a while ago, they did those. So I don't.
And those are direct ports. They fixed them up or added, like,
yeah, they did, you know, the, you know,
basis mode, save mode, you know, stuff, no, modern things that we see.
Those things are all, you know, those things were all, I haven't heard anything bad about them. And then for this one, they actually have multiplayer, so you can have online multiplayer, so you can have played by other people, and, you know, so it's got, supposedly, it seems to have a pretty good amount of stuff in there to kind of keep your things going.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So we can all play. Yay. Yeah.
I already know I'm going to be like triple dip, even if I get one for review. I'm sorry.
I mean, yeah, you can definitely pick it up on the Switch. It's coming on down there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to tell you this right now, because remember what happened with the last Ubisoft Turtles game that came out? They pulled that shit. Get this physical. get this physical because there may be some bullshit in the future. You know?
Well, I mean, you know, if you remember, like, not long ago, and not to only mention the Ubisoft thing, where Konami, when they re-released the X-Men game for, you know, the classic X-Men arcade game.
Welcome to Die.
Yeah, that version. Well, that one is gone. You can't get that
yeah,
now.
Yeah, see? So, yeah, so get the, you know me, I'm a digital guy now. Physical? Get this shit physical. Yeah, they're doing physical. Yeah, they are. Yep. Get that shit physical, you know? All right. So yeah,
it's physical. I want to get physical.
Yeah, man, these motherfuckers don't know about that, though. All right, let's move on here. So yeah, very excited about it. Very excited. All right, next up. All right, let's bring the energy back down again. What the fuck is this? Gigabash brings sounds multiplayer fire. Monsters and mayhem. Oh, I already lost.
It looks like King of the Monsters.
What the fuck is this shit?
Well, it looks slightly interesting. It looks like King of the Monsters almost. It's like a top angle type of, and you're beating up a different sort of like.
Okay, but it's multiplayer though. Mm. And you know what? Yeah, it does look like King of the Monsters. That's cool, but the fact it's multiplayer, I don't care.
I mean, Monster Hunter is two player.
Yeah, but that's good multiplayer.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that this is good multiplayer, but I'm just saying you can't just write it off the bat because of that.
Yeah, I know, but Monster Hunter, let's just say that's an exception. All right.
Well, I mean, it just looks like a big brawl type of game, kind of like Power Stone or something. Just your monsters in the city.
Yeah, whatever. All right. Next up, what do we have? JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. See, now this one screwed me up because they said a classic returns. So I asked Manny, I'm like, are they talking about the Capcom game from the 90s? Apparently not. They're talking about, like, one was it from 2010s or something?
Yeah, the Namco ones that came out a while ago. Like, right before all of the JoJo stuff started really exploding.
Yeah.
Like, they, you know, they had, Namco had the JoJo license, and they were doing quite a bit of JoJo games and releasing them. So this is just them. I suspect it might be the last version of one of those games. I don't think it might be the new one. But
Manny, you had the JoJo's game, right? On PlayStation, was it?
I had a friend that used to work at Namco Bandai.
Yeah. So no, but I'm talking about, I remember going to your house, or maybe I hope I'm not making this up. I remember going to your house and playing this JoJo's game in the 90s.
Not the 3D game.
No, I'm talking about the old one.
The old one, yeah. I have that one for Dreamcast.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, because I liked that game. That game was cool.
Yeah,
you know
that one is not the one that they're I suspect these are the ones. This is the ones that Namco did years ago, like a shined up version of one the ones that they did a while ago. Because they did a few different types of JoJo's games. They did one that was like a 2D fighter, and then they did one which was sort of like a 3D sort of fighter.
Yeah.
So this may explain why there's like 50 playable characters inside of the game.
Yeah. No, this game looks really good. It looks like the show.
Yeah, it looks like the opening. So funny things, when they did the intros to those JoJo games, this was when they were first doing those the cartoons. They actually liked the animation that these guys did for these JoJo games, and they hired them to do the intros for some of their shows.
That's pretty awesome. So you ever notice
how, like, some of them had that really nice looking kind of like a comic-y looking CG stuff?
Yeah.
And that was these guys.
Cool. I mean, I probably won't get this game, but it looks cool. Looks cool.
Yeah, it looks like the style of the show, and it looks literally has every single version of JoJo that has ever existed.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, next up, this one is cool, Manny. Your favorite here, Trek to Yomi.
Yep.
Which I call a 2D black and white Ghost of Tsushima.
It looks really cool. Like, I was impressed by it before, and you know, I'm still impressed by it. And this time around, they gave you a little bit more gameplay, and so I think they showed you the death mechanic in it.
Nice,
maybe. Like, I think the way the game, at least from what I get from the trailer, it looks like when you die, you play the to get back to the where you were before, you need to play like a dead version of the level. It's interesting. Weird. I don't know because, like, they just show this crazy stuff, like he. Like, looks like he gets killed, and then he looks like he's running through this crazy, like, apocalyptic, like, death zone. Then he jumps through a portal, and then the time rewinds at the battle that he was fighting. I don't know. But anyway, it looks interesting. And this time around, they showed off a bunch of the actors. One of the actors you probably may or may not know of is the voice of Solid Snake, Akio Otsuka, who is going to be playing the villain. He also played Lord Shimura in Ghost of Tsushima.
This is fucking cool, man. I'm watching his trailer right now. This is fucking dope. So I'm seeing that kind of dead world right now. So he's like,
I don't know. You know. I don't know what that is, but it looks like he has to fight his way back to there. It's weird. It's interesting. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So he got killed by the main dude, and then he went through the hell world. Now he's back.
Yeah. So I don't know what they're doing. Like maybe they have instead of like doing like that latest fighting game where you essentially play
Sifu?
Yeah. Sifu. Yeah. Like instead of or like you play an older version of yourself or the son of yourself.
Yeah.
You play you essentially go through the level again as like a weird distorted version and then until you get back to where you need to. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's interesting.
Yeah, this is fucking cool. Spring 2022, give me that shit. I want it. Looks good. All right, next.
back to the bottom again.
No, it's not the bottom. Even it's ironically enough our featured image tonight.
Returnal.
Yeah, Returnal. Ascension update adds co-op. Very interesting. And Tower of Sisyphus mode. Just straight up front, I will not be playing this shit. Because fuck Returnal, but I know people liked it, so it's a good thing they're giving people more. You know,
interesting.
Is anybody going to go back to play Returnals? I think the only people that played this game was me and you, Brent. We regretted that fucking shit. You know.
Yeah, I'm going to continue not to care.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I don't care.
It's very interesting the sort of aspect of Returnal compared to a certain Souls game.
Oh,
you know,
controversy. Are you going to say some controversial?
I don't know. I mean, it seems like a lot of people just quit out of Returnal and didn't look back. But yet, and all people are complaining left and right about how hard Elden Ring is.
Well, yeah, that's because Returnal was a bad game.
I mean, I wouldn't go that far. I think, Brent, I'll say this. I think roguelikes are not a good genre. I'll say that.
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with a lot what Brent mentioned. If Returnal was something people were hungry to play, then they would complain about it, about the difficulty of it. Elden Ring and Dark Souls, by that matter, is a game that people want to get to, specifically because a lot of people who love Dark Souls love fucking Dark Souls. And,
so they want to be a part of the
part of it. Yeah.
Yeah. They want to be part of the experience, but they can't because they feel like it needs to cater.
Nobody really wants to be part of the Returnal conversation, I guess.
Yeah. It's not part of the cool table.
Yeah, no, it is not. It's off on that other table on the other end of the lunchroom.
To be honest, it's like, it seems a little bit hypocritical. You know, we're talking about difficulty games, and we're hearing about Miyazaki, apologizing for the difficulty of Elden Ring.
That was a non-apology.
Yeah, but I'm saying, why does he have to apologize for the difficulty of this game when House Marquee doesn't need to be?
You know what? I told you this, Manny, and Brett, I'm pretty sure you agree with me. I think people should apologize to Miyazaki. You know,
yeah,
constantly giving him shit. You know,
they should apologize to him. You know, isn't that one of our topics?
Not really, but we could bring it up now if you want. Whatever.
Well,
you know,
no, I mean, like, you know, that you have that you have these guys who sound like they're getting a little bit poopy pants because their game is not doing their games aren't doing very well. So then now we're gonna start picking on Elden Ring because of their UI and the fact that they don't splatter your fucking map with 1,000 icons.
I love how people have been dragging Ubisoft games after the fact. It's like, you guys should not be talking shit, you know?
That got number one. And then you ever notice how, like Western developers are really harsh with Japanese titles?
Yeah, they are.
Like, you know? You'll see, like, and it even happens with manga and stuff. Like, you'll see, like, people from the West, like, just say some really morose shit. I mean, like, number one, okay, yes, I know they're not in your country. And they probably don't understand what the fuck you're saying. But still, these are people that are colleagues. These are people that work in the same fucking industry and trying to get the same people. So what the fuck is the problem?
To be fair, they could be saying the same thing about the West. We just don't fucking understand them.
Yeah, they could be saying it. But again, like, I feel like, again, if we're going to be, you will never see that Ubisoft guy talking smack about a colleague in the same, you know, who understands the same damn language. You won't
no, you're
see
right.
That guy.
No, yeah, like yeah,
you,
basically that
you,
Ubisoft
you won't,
guy
you
would
won't
not have said
call
that
out
about
the guys from Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah,
right.
No, you're right. He wouldn't.
Well, and also, I guess it's a smarter thing to do that because that's job potential. It's like he's not that dude's not going to work for From Software, but Rockstar, again, you might get a job there.
Again, all of this looks like is just him being poopy pants because his
salty as fuck. Yeah,
yeah, because their game is getting praised for being a great open world game when their games are usually considered the no rules pasta of the buffet of open world games.
The Applebee's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
TGI Friday.
You know.
Like, but you know, I think this like
Ruby Tuesday, you know.
I think the zero punctuation guy said it best, where it's like this sort of opens up a new idea of open worlds, the idea of discovery, right?
Which is not a new thing.
No, it's not a new thing at all. It's
not a new thing. Their games are essentially sort of just like how the Ubisoft games are reflections of all the different things that have existed, right? You know, their games are all iterative. What's the next eventual step for a Souls game? To become a fully explorable world as opposed to, you know, these sort of really nice castles that you can jump around in. You know, castles and caves.
Yeah.
Which it still has that, right? Like,
You
as soon as you walk into a castle, then boom, it's a classic, Souls game or any one of the caves.
Yeah. No, you're right. Yesterday I found a cave. It was full on Jason the Argonaut shit. Bunch of skeletons with shields and swords, you know. But I think I may have been over leveled because I got to the mini boss in there. I killed this motherfucker in 4 hits. I'm like, okay, that was weird.
Yeah, well, you got some stuff, but back to Returnal. I mean, it's going to be interesting.
Return to Returnal.
I think it's interesting that it has the two-player mode. Now you can both be frustrated.
You know? Yeah, bro, co-op together and hate this game together.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, to be honest, like, you could be like, fuck this game. Now instead of saying fuck this game when you're just playing it alone, now you could say fuck this game to the other guy and just quit out.
You know? Right? Rage quit together like friends.
Then you get a friend be like, I know, right? I'm done with this.
Yeah. No, but like, again, you know, not to beat a dead horse here, but these fucking roguelike games are terrible, man. Like, especially this game. It's like, okay, you literally start off with this fucking pea shooter. You open the first door. There's a boss there. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? You know?
No, it shouldn't be. I shouldn't be fuck this game, Brett, with your friend. You should be like, fuck this. Let's go play Elden Ring.
You know? or a game that's actually fair, by the way.
But here's the thing. Like, you notice that people are talking, you know, like a lot of people talk about the difficulty.
Oh, Blitz said it. Returnal got co-op before Halo. Damn!
I mean, it did. But I'll say this. Like, for, what was it, with Returnal, well, you know that other game that Hades everybody's talking about?
Yeah, that fucking game, you know.
No, I feel like that roguelike seems to work for people because people don't seem to be work that for me. Angry. Don't seem to be that angry with that game as much as
No, I don't know. Neither
or is for it, me. It's or just... is it or is it that Returnal sold you something unexpected? Where, in other words, everybody thought it was supposed to be this what narrative driven sort of title, and then it essentially just ended up being, you know, Resogun with 3D characters.
Yeah,
I don't know.
To be fair, I actually was in the circle, and I was actually excited for Returnal, and then I found out that it was a roguelike, and it's like, no thanks, I'm good.
You know,
like I thought it was like going to be like a action sci-fi. Well, I say action sci-fi. Vanquish with aliens. That's what I thought it was going to be. To be fair,
that would have been nice. Yeah,
exactly. Again, I was looking at the things, looking at how quick it was and the movement. It's like, okay, this kind of feels like Vanquish, and it's like, oh, it's a roguelike. It's like, why?
Exactly, like, man.
Is there a need to be a roguelike, or is it just doing it because it's just a thing these days, you know?
But it's not a thing. Like, if you were copying Souls, it wouldn't be a roguelike. Enemy placements would be static. You know exactly what you're going to face, and then you can adjust yourself. With a roguelike, like Tony said, you turn a corner and you just start, and there's a boss right there.
There's a boss, and you got a fucking pea shooter. Hold on. Richard's in the chat right now. He kind of does. So about Returnal getting co-op, he goes, now hip hop gamer can get help in the game without cheating.
Well, I mean,
I offered to help him in what was it, Bloodborne or whatever, and he didn't want to do it. He went straight for the cheats, man. So
yeah. Well, he can't. Yeah, no cheats in Bloodborne, but yeah, he went with Elden Ring. He went straight for the cheats.
He went straight for the cheats. Yeah.
Hip hop.
Oh no, it was Demon's Souls.
What are you doing, bro? Yeah, it was Demon's Souls. That's right. He could have taken the Sealy tours, you know.
Yeah, but he lost the cheats.
Yeah. All right. So Returnal. There you go. Now we have the last two games. The Dio Field Chronicle. I wonder if it's based on Dio, you know? What is this shit? Dio Field Chronicle, a new strategy RPG from Square Enix.
I mean, it looks like...
people were pissed because they wanted a Final Fantasy Tactics remake.
It looks sort of like a little like Octopath. A
little bit. A little bit.
You know, like that's, you know, the 2D sort of-ish characters, but in 3D environment. There's another game that's out now that sort of looks like that too. It's like a strategy RPG and stuff.
Yeah, but it's one of these strategy games. What I'm good. What's up, Brian?
I'm just trying to remember the name of that game. It's a Nintendo exclusive, like something Three Houses. Fire Emblem. That's it. It just reminded me of that. Fire Emblem Three Houses. And okay. I was like, I don't need this. I'm good.
Yeah, no, I'm looking at this now. I'm good. I don't need.
You know, I feel like, again, different stroke for different folks. There's people that like those sort of strategy RPGs, and it's nice to see that Square Enix is still making those games, but obviously people saw that and they're like, I want the fucking Final Fantasy Tactics!
Is it kind of fucked up that they don't want the new IP? They want, you know, the old game?
They want the old one. But the funny thing about it is that Final Fantasy Tactics has been on every single thing.
Yeah, it has been.
It's on everything. You can literally get it now. I think you can get it on Steam right now, can't you?
I don't know. I don't want to say yes or no.
I feel like you. I mean, at least if you can't get it on Steam,
what Switch you mean you feel? I don't want to. I don't want to confirm that. All right. So there's that game, and then the final game. I don't know how this got made. It's called Valkyrie Elysium. This thing looks like it came from the PS2 era. What a ugly-looking game, man.
I looked at that game, and I thought it was a Yoko Taro game. I thought it was like Drakengard, like a lost, one of his games from back in the PlayStation 2 and 3 era.
Look at this ugly game. And people were defending this shit on Twitter, you know?
I think it's a mobile game or something.
It has to be.
Like... I don't think I've seen a game that looks like that, unless it's like a Switch game or something. But even then, Switch games still look interesting. So yeah, I'm thinking that maybe it's just a game that's announced on mobile or something.
It must be
ported over to console.
But apparently, this is part of a series.
A serious?
Must not be a great series.
It must not be, you know, because people are like, "Oh, I love this series." I'm like, "What the fuck are you talking about? Like, is it related to Valkyrie Profile? Is it the same thing?" Shows you how much I know or care about this stuff. But I'm looking, Brian. You have to be. This looks absolutely dreadful. This looks as bad this looks terrible, dude. This is bad. You know, this is like Shin Megami Tensei 5 looking bad. You know. Wow, who's playing that? Look up! Oh my god, I would be embarrassed playing a game like this. What a ugly looking game!
I mean, bad games need release too. Otherwise, what's going to take extra shelf space, Tony?
No, you're right about that.
You can't have only four things on a digital storefront.
Yeah, no, you're right. You need filler like this. But again, I can't believe people were standing for this game.
Dude, bad video games are like like grocery stores in North Korea. They're there, but only fake to make things look like they're full.
Oh, shit. Wow. I just saw the trailer again. What a terrible looking game. No, Square Enix, what are you doing? You know?
It's like a bad idea.
Yeah, no, remember the other one that came out a couple weeks ago, Babylon's Fall? Trash.
Wow, wait a minute. Tony, for you, that's three. You said that Strangers, Final Fantasy, looks like trash. No. This is trash. Wow, they're zero. They're bad.
Yeah,
zero.
What are you doing? It's like that meme, baby. What is you doing? You know,
man, a Babylon Fall. Damn, three. See,
I have this idea that basically they know that it's bad. Like it's just like, you know, like you're telling a friend you're going to bake some cookies and then burning the whole batch. Like, what are you going to do? Not bring cookies? You already told him you were going to make it. You already invested in the ingredients. Ah, fuck it. Just put it out there.
Yeah. All right. So apparently it is part of the Valkyrie Profile. What are these games like? Knockoff Yoko Taro games? Like what are these things?
I don't get it.
Yeah,
they're I'm only half joking, Tony. Like they're they're cheap. Like, they're games that were made that were basically given this the stepchild treatment, right? Like, they were greenlit, but then they were underfunded and then just kind of thrown out there. Like, they can't all be winners. And I think Square Enix just kind of bets on they do the Sony toe dip a lot, I think, with a lot of their games, because I've seen them do this more than a couple of times. You know, Square Enix makes amazing games. They also make hot garbage.
Yeah.
And I think it's just because, like, somewhere in the boardroom, they're like, yes, greenlit. And then halfway through, they're like, this is a bad idea. Just cut their funding and we'll just release what they have. And that's why we get all this shit. I don't know why, but, like, you can tell a lot of these games when they come out, they're trash. And they almost feel like they know that they're trash because they barely promote them. They barely promote them, and they're low effort. Like, you can tell, like, there was a good idea here once. They just feel like the first half of development, you know, the concept phase and the art and all that, that went really well. And then they just kind of rushed it and didn't pay somebody right.
Like Left Alive was for 2019, you know?
Oh, yeah. Man. But yeah, no, this looks bad. It looks like Drakengard bad, you know?
Yeah, but like, they can't think that that's good, right? Like, they know that this isn't good.
Who knows, man?
Dude,
I remember I fucking reviewed Drakengard 3 years ago. I got so much heat because I said the game was garbage, you know? I'm like, what the hell is wrong with you people, you know?
I mean, I think the one thing about it is that, like, I think the one thing about, like, when it comes to those sorts of Dragon Guard and Yoko Taro type games is that the story ends up being there, but, like, the execution of the game ends up not being amazing.
Yeah.
That's why they had to fix up the original Nier game.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. But, yeah, so there you go. So that's the PlayStation State of Play. A lot of garbage, but they give us Ninja Turtles, so that saved it. Oh, man. But, you know,
I'm least, so, yeah. I find it funny that I do not need to own a next-gen console. None of these games look like they're taking advantage of whatever the new technology has made. They just sort of look like the same old, with the exception of that that other Square Enix game, you know, Forspoken or Forsaken, whatever that was.
Forspoken, you had it right.
I mean, it looks okay.
Forgotten.
Forgotten. So, but, like, you know, I other than that, it's like, why do you even need a PlayStation 5 at this point? To maybe just run them a little bit better?
Yeah, especially to play, you're going to play fucking this Valkyrie game on your PlayStation 5.
Yeah, you're going to be running that game at 60 frames per second. Yeah, it's going to be the only 4K game on there because. Yeah.
Oh, thank you for telling us, J-Shep, all those games that we saw coming to PlayStation 4.
Of course they all are. Well, is Forspoken PlayStation 4?
Oh, no, I believe that's PlayStation. Wait, let's double check.
No, that's a 5. I thought that was a 5
one. Well, we're going to, let's find out now.
I Forspoken.
Yeah, Forspoken. All right, what is this coming out? Please don't tell me it's not coming out on PS4. Thank you. Just on PS5.
Exclusive.
Hold on a second here. Microsoft Windows and PS5.
Where's the
Xbox at, man?
It's a console exclusive.
What happened, Brian?
I thought it was a time exclusive, unless I'm mistaken.
Time exclusive.
Interesting. All right. Okay, so that's not coming to PS4. That's good. Anyway, any last thoughts on the state of plays?
Whack.
It's really whack, you know? All right.
It's what it is.
Yeah, whatever. All right, moving on here. Oops. We already talked about Forspoken. Give me a second here. What is next on the dock? Oh, Dead Space. Delayed, baby. It won't be coming out this year, apparently. Dead Space remake.
That's a super delay, because I could have swore they said it sometime this year. I was thinking maybe, you know, Christmas season, holiday season. But
yeah.
Nope.
That's, again, man, I'm like, I don't need a remake of Dead Space 1. That game's perfect as is. Leave it as shit alone.
I was really hoping for a new one.
You know?
Yeah, a new one would be nice.
I would prefer a new one. You don't need to remake that one. You know? Remake 3. How about that? Remake that game. The game was trash. Make it better. You know? Because 1 was good. Actually, no, excuse me. 1 was excellent. 2 was really good. And then 3 was basura. You know? So.
Isn't the original developer not, you know?
No, they're not. No, they don't exist.
Yeah, they killed them.
They're in Call of Duty right now.
So continuation seems like, I think it'd be less appealing for me because they can't continue what, you know, where they left off because they don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
They're making that other game.
Yeah, they're making the other Dead Space game.
Yeah,
Dead Space-like game.
Oh, yeah. So maybe having a refresh with a remake, and if they can carry that out, you know, they know they have some good references to make a decent game. So if they can pull that off, maybe they can, you know, branch out and make a new one.
You know, Barry Burns says Agent is still a PS3 exclusive,
and it was a Game of the Year contender.
It was. Oh man. All right, so Dead Space, no Dead Space for you. All right, next up, what do we have? By the way, okay, so this is the third year in a row where we're doing this story. I remember the first year it happened, it was so big, it was the lead topic, right? And the second year it happened, which was last year, it was kind of in the middle of the show. Now it's like almost at the ass end of the show. We don't care anymore. So E3 has been, you know, it's going to be digital only.
Well, didn't they say it was canceled? They no, already not, put a thing yeah. out. Well,
that
it was not canceled, physical, but it was going to be a screening.
Yeah. No one cares anymore. E3's done, you know?
And, you know, and then we're going to have Jeff Keighley's like, hey, by the way,
come watch my show. Give you 100 commercials. I don't think any of us care. E3 is irrelevant.
What are you gonna do? What is E3 gonna do? Like, what are they gonna do that's different than anybody else can do?
Nothing.
When you literally can have every single game developer out there who can do their own streaming show. What is there? I mean, the only thing that can really save E3 is actually having an event. But here's the question: will even developers even want to go down that road, especially with how much all of this shit is costing, and especially with how much, you know, everything else is costing these days?
Yeah, that's right. E3's done as far as I'm concerned.
E3's got to get back on the best rate for them is they got to get back in the good graces of their studios and give them people a deal, because other than that, they are not going to be anywhere.
I don't have anything to say.
Bad time for them, because remember they were trying to make it seem like they were hot chick. They were the only ones that matter.
You ain't bad. You ain't nothing.
To be honest, every single game developer who walked off of the E3 show floor said, "You ain't bad. You ain't nothing."
Exactly.
You know, people like one of those guys, I can't remember. Totally blanking on their name. Not Rockstar. Rockstar was never there. The guys who make that Road to Yoshima game,
Sucker Punch?
No, not Sucker Punch. The one that's like Ghost of Tsushima, but a black and white game. It's by
Digital.
Devolver Digital. Yeah, those guys they walked away from it.
In the parking lot.
Activision. Yeah. Activision walked away from it.
Devolver Digital booth. I say it's a parking lot. It was the fucking best, man. You know,
that was the shit. Stuff over there? Yeah,
Chris, remember that, man? You had a long day. You know, during the middle of E3, you're tired. You go outside, get some beers and shit. You know,
yeah, go to Devolver.
It was fun. Yeah.
Get food. You know, yeah, it was good. It was good times. Devolver Digital's fucking awesome, man. You just got to say that all around. You know, they're great.
But you have them. You have them, and then you know, like you had a bunch of other people. Like Sony walked off. Everybody walked off.
EA walked off. Microsoft walked off. You know,
Microsoft.
Nintendo was the first one. They said, "Fuck this shit." You know.
Microsoft just went and bought
bought the theater across the street.
So again, all these companies, they started going away. It's just left like this empty husk, you know.
The last E3, which is 2019.
Yeah, that was the last one. Yeah,
you know, that one was in a state. Literally, most of the second area was mostly empty. You know, the whole, like, the main area was...
And this was before the Rona, people. Yeah.
Before the Rona.
Same when they made all those new rules and charging ridiculous money for vendors.
I'll be honest, the reason I didn't go, I was like, no Sony, no deal. Just being honest, you know, like, what's the point? Now, going to E3, Sony was always the highlight, because you know you're going to get that food, you know, the food trucks and shit. So, yeah. And then, obviously, the big event they would put on for you or whatever. But so, 2019, they didn't go. I'm like, what's the point? Then Manny was telling me it was just hollowed out. There was nothing there, really.
You know? There wasn't a lot there. Like, they'd filled up the spaces with a bunch of, like, you know, like, the those obnoxious game, you know, like a game sites and stuff like that, and you know, like have wrestling rings and junk like that in it.
Yeah.
So it's like they were just looking for people to fill in the space. They lost them. So the minute that all those big companies started to walk off, they really should have reevaluated what they were doing.
Yeah.
And also the other thing is that they had so many companies, like they literally priced out all the indies, because there was when we first started going to E3, that was a lot of the floor. You would have the big guys, and then you have a bunch of indie guys. Both rooms, both you know, convention spaces filled to the brim with developers. Nowadays, it's like everything is all piled up on the one side, and then it tapers out when it gets to the second one.
Yeah, no, you're right. Oh, by the way, Jay Shep, Microsoft didn't leave E3. They physically left the venue. That's what I meant.
Yeah, they physically left the venue, like because they had their own building, and it didn't matter if they did. They couldn't hold the same amount of people at the place. Oh, everybody was, you know, if you've ever been to it, you're literally, if you saw, you see what they had, like they literally had the test stations on the table on the stage.
Yeah, they did.
So when you saw the Microsoft, what do they call that? The briefing that they did. And all behind Phil, you see all those different things. That was all their gaming stations.
Yeah, that's where I played those games too that year. That's where I was hanging out with Paris and Danny and Andrea Renee. I told you that year. I even told Andrea Renee, I was like, "Yo, that EA Presents was kind of whack." Because
the EA Presents was that place out on the. What was it? Where that's the place where you got all sunburned?
Yeah, that's where I got sunburned when I was talking to Michael Pachter. Spoiler alert, by the way, we're going to be talking about him in a minute. But yeah, it was that one. That was a bad EA, you know? That was a bad one.
That was also the first time. That was also the Titanfall one, too, right? That's when they were first.
No, it was Anthem. Anthem.
Anthem, there we go. Yeah.
You were across the street, Manny, right? I mean, you were at the Starbucks or something happened.
Yeah, because the thing is, because officially the place was not open to the public. And Tony, I was walking Tony there, so I ended up at the Starbucks across the street, and I was literally watching the event.
And that's where
Tony, you can't see.
Yeah, I can't.
That's where is that gameplay started?
Yeah, that's E3? Right there, hanging out there, just across the street. It's kind of silly, but then again, I'm industry and not, I was considered industry and not like press, and usually. The way it usually goes is press gets in first, unless you're a special industry person. Yeah. I ended up back over there, and I was able to go in.
And we went to Roscoe's afterwards, with Rich.
Yes, we did.
Yep. Oh, man. All right.
Yes.
Yeah. Shout out to Bob Hitz, by the way, for the bits. All right.
A lot of those stations, even at that EA event, they were all like, they weren't actual gameplay. They just like had you watch some footage and they give you something, and that's it. That's when they opened it up to the public. It was like later on.
Yeah. All right. And the final story of the night here. Got to talk about our boy Michael Pachter.
Pack attack, I have to say.
I have to read what this man has to say. So apparently he's predicting, Michael Pachter predictions, that PlayStation will not exist in 10 years. Remember, this is also the same man that said the consoles would be dead right before we went on to have one of the biggest console generations in years.
Just the way things happen in the world, we may all not exist in 10 years. What the fuck?
You know? So I'm reading this off of, my former alma mater, DualShockers. That site is no longer what it used to be. I can say that shit. That place has been hollowed out. All the people that you remember from DualShockers are all gone, you know? But that's a story for another day. Anyway, it goes, according to popular industry analyst at Wedbush Securities, Michael Pachter, things might turn out to be quite ugly for PlayStation in the upcoming days. When asked about how Sony would compete against the Xbox Game Pass during the RDX podcast, he states that PlayStation is doomed and will pretty much cease to exist in the coming 10 years. He further adds that this is due to the fact that Sony isn't just a couple of years behind, but Xbox has gained an insurmountable lead instead.
Okay, I'm going to say this. I know he's predicting the future, but again, we haven't seen any sort of significant upswing for the Game Pass as of yet.
Game Pass still isn't a profit maker. Aaron Greenberg said this, you know.
So they're still, these are premature obviously, yes, this is the future. You know, digital stuff.
Subscriptions, yeah.
Subscriptions, that's been working for everybody these days, everybody. But there is a top-out level. You know, even Disney is experiencing it at this point in time, where they cannot get the amount of people that they want to get on there, you know, to get on.
I think, yeah, and I think you're right. I think that's why Microsoft was bored of, like, well, we can't trickle them out fast and just buy all these, and we'll just keep that flow that way.
Yeah, but I'm thinking, like, you know, the thing about it is, if you think about it, that this makes their upswing a lot harder because of, you know, just because of trying to attract people. You know, because, again, somebody could just come in, you know, play a couple of games and be out, you know, and that maybe not keep it around. Who knows? But again, I feel like this thing is, it's a little bit early to be predicting that they're going to be, you know, out in 10 years. Listen, as soon as they start seeing Game Pass making fucking money, that's when they're going to start really aggressively pursuing it, just like them. Because again, as we all know, Sony doesn't make any steps unless they see somebody else do it before them, right?
And yeah, man, Microsoft, I mean, they got a freaking huge ass fucking hammer with all the money they got. So that service, they forced it. Yep, they bankrolled it. They have all the quality development studios. They got the IPs, and they just made themselves inevitable in this market.
Exactly. And, they're willing this new business into existence by essentially taking a huge loss, you know, by doing it, but in the idea that eventually it will make some money. So again, I tell you, as soon as Microsoft starts saying, you know, they're making record profits off of Game Pass, once all of their games start hitting, that is the moment when you'll see Jim Ryan come out and be like, we're going to make a concerted effort into the PlayStation digital online service.
Well, I mean, that's what Spartacus is, isn't it?
Whereas before is, their original streaming service was like a toe dip. This is like them sticking their full foot in. Yeah. But they're not going waist deep like fucking Microsoft is.
No, well, Microsoft, they're not going waist deep. They're swimming, you know? They're diving.
Going all in.
You know, they're scuba diving. You know, they got all the gear on and everything, you know? They're not snorkeling, man. You know, they're going deep.
Buying all these studios, massive studios.
You know, Microsoft is going to that submersible James Cameron goes into, you know, every time he goes to check out the Titanic. So, remember, fellas, that Xbox dongle leaked, so we might be seeing Xbox on a wider scale. Yeah, listen, we could see shit like that, like your little dongle, here's your Xbox, you know, or even an app on your television, you know.
I mean, the funny thing is, a lot of these things Sony did, but they didn't.
Like you said, just dipped their toe. That was it.
They just dipped their toe, and they had their fancy TVs with a PlayStation, with PlayStation on there.
Well,
all you need to do was just buy a controller for it.
Yeah.
They also had the PlayStation TV. They took the Vita and put it in a box.
Exactly.
That's right. So
they had all this stuff again beforehand. They could have done all of this stuff, but again, it's all about those toe dips. And if they're not seeing immediate profit off of it, they're just gonna just dump it, or just gonna slowly, you know, push it aside, you know?
Yeah.
That's why we're seeing stuff like those friggin' like hour long game demos. Those that's literally old PlayStation.
Oh Plus yeah, stuff. Yeah, with Spartacus. Yeah, presumably we don't know if that's a feature yet.
Well, no, they have it currently. They had it currently where you could play Death Stranding and a couple of other titles.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, the full game trial. They resurrected that shit already.
Oh wow! Well, okay, I didn't know that. That's how popular it is. I didn't even know about it. You know.
Well, you did. It wasn't popular. It's so stupid because it's literally the last time they did it in PlayStation 3, and then they did it again. We did talk about it, so it's not new shit. They literally took an aspect of PlayStation Plus away from you, and nobody fucking gave a shit.
Yeah.
And then they gave it back to you and said it was a new feature.
Oh man!
The old Coca-Cola Classic.
Exactly.
That's right.
They changed it. Well, and this time they didn't change the recipe. They didn't put fructose corn syrup in it.
Yeah, yo, I want that Mexican shit, man.
Oh,
you
that's
know?
The real one.
Yeah, that's
the real
sugar,
shit.
Man.
Yeah, man.
That's the cool real how stuff. You remember it.
Yeah, it's the way it used to taste, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Motherfuckers.
Back
cool, okay. All right, man. What's up? Oh, go ahead, Chris.
Whoa,
controversy.
I don't understand this prediction because Pact is almost saying, hey, Microsoft has this insurmountable lead. He might as well have said, hey, they have insurmountable money, so PlayStation is going to lose. If that was true, Microsoft would have won the console wars from the beginning.
That's
when they introduced the original Xbox. That doesn't make sense to me. It's like, oh, they introduced Game Pass. They've taken this insurmountable lead. It's like, Game Pass, offering Game Pass is not this super revolutionary thing. It definitely helps, but it's not this leap. It's not like they made some technological leap, you know, and nobody can catch up with them. It's like, well, they introduced Xbox Quantum, and nobody has quantum computing, so, well, that everyone's screwed. No, it's not that. So it's ridiculous to me, like, he's making this call now, and it's like, and then 10 years. Why 10 years? Why not 5 years? If it's such an insurmountable lead, yes. Why don't they just quit now? Like, I don't understand this whole prediction.
Remember, I have to do it. I'm not going to say her name, but homegirl from G4. Remember she said Sony was a dead man walking, and look what happened, so... I don't understand. It's like, yes, Game Pass is cool. Don't get me wrong, you know, but I don't know why these people think that Game Pass alone is going to destroy PlayStation when it's like it hasn't even made any money. Yes, it, you know, granted it could. It has Bethesda now, has Activision, right? But like currently, it ain't it, you know?
We'll see in like 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, obviously, again, like it's not definitely now. At this point in time, it definitely seems like the future. And that's great. But again, we haven't seen any of it come to fruition. We're saying, you know, we're hearing a lot of the rhetoric. It's the best deal in gaming and all this marketing bullshit speech.
Yeah.
And a lot of people obviously are attentive. But again, we're not hearing about profits yet. And again, once that happens, that is when Sony will do this. This is when Nintendo will start maybe aggressively starting to do it too.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I mean, they might not be making profits, but the service is still the service. If it's good, it's good. If it's not, it's not.
The thing about it is that eventually they're doing a lot of this based off of the potential of it becoming profitable. And they're seeing this as a unification between all of their platforms, which is, you know, their gaming section and then their OS and the home and you know, the regular home, like, you know, which is pretty much what Microsoft wanted to be years ago.
But then also buying all these big main IPs, maybe, well, let's say things don't work out, we just not pick, then Microsoft could just say, you know what, everything is locked down, works. It's either or nothing. That's how
it
works.
If Microsoft, if Game Pass does not pick up Steam, Microsoft might literally pick up Steam.
You know?
Oh. I like that.
I mean, we'll wonder how much Gabe would give, you know, because we know about his animate hate for Microsoft.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Someone's gonna go to his house and deliver.
There's a reason. There's a reason why
deliver him $1 billion.
The reason why that stupid Steam Deck doesn't run Windows.
Yeah, but it's like all those games still need that Proton.
If he was all buddy buddy with Microsoft, wouldn't you think he would with them to essentially run a light version of Windows and on the Steam Deck and not have to run everything through a emulation or whatever they call it, whatever that thing is.
They at least made it the Steam OS browser support the Game Pass. Because there's still some browsers do not support the xCloud. At least this will work on. Uncle Phil already tried it. It's not that much.
Philly style.
Okay, he definitely doesn't get this.
No, he doesn't like it.
Yeah, by the way, Kishak, that sounds like a question for Thoreau on your questions.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Talk about apples.
So yeah, make sure you kind of paste that.
Put that into the Discord.
Yeah, speculative type of question, but we'll take it. All right, let's call. So no, that's it for news. So let's talk about what games we've been playing lately. Adam, what have you been playing lately?
Let's see. Well, now I'm not banned anymore, so FIFA
22.
Oh,
la la la.
I just reviewed WWE 2. Go check that out on the cold link. The game is solid. They fixed a lot of issues. They needed that extra year. The 2 year development. Not perfect. There's no hiccups here and there, but nothing game breaking. It's all very playable. All the modes are there. And it's fun of time in it. And they added their own version of FIFA Ultimate. Some of that.
Are they gonna put Cody Rhodes in there?
You can already create them. Yeah, you do that. I mean, that's the other thing. The Creation Center is actually unified in PlayStation, PC, and X. Once every time we'd refresh, it would say 60 pages, 100 pages, 300, it's like 500 something pages created because you have all these different groups now all integrated. It's awesome. You're gonna find a lot.
So you can download an Xbox created character and it'd be perfectly fine.
Yep, everything, because it's all the same. It's all the same assets. Everything's the same. So you don't even know where it's coming from. At least I haven't seen where it doesn't tell you. It's like, oh, this is on the PlayStation. It's just they're all just there. You know, so that's pretty cool. What else have I been playing? That there is something else. That,
can you talk about?
I can talk about. I jumped into that Valhalla thing, the Odin. So I'm doing a little of that. Just started. There will be something soon. Besides that, no. I don't know. You know me. I jump around. But those are the main.
Jump up and get down.
Yeah.
I am the Terminator. Like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Was it kicking like something named Zeta? I can't remember.
All right. Manny, have you actually had a chance to play anything?
I haven't had any sort of to play anything. I've been working.
Yo, man, I thought you had time now.
I mean, I have time to sleep now.
Hey. There you go.
I mean, when I get the urge, and right now I'm doing some game work and it's taking up most of my time, and I've been dabbling in the world of comics here, here comics. Doing covers and things like that. So, I got all this stuff going on. Eventually I'll sit down and play a game, but at this point in time it's, I'm on a gaming podcast and haven't played any games since last year.
Whoa.
Does that mean I'm what's her face?
Don't say nothing. All right.
So my 5-year-old son.
Yeah.
He was like, "Is this Ninja Turtles?" I was like, "No, they're toads." But it's weird. I've never played a Battletoads. So.
You never played on Nintendo, that hard ass game?
No.
Played that game?
Wow. Yeah, the old one. Yeah.
One on Nintendo.
I've always heard about it, but I didn't play it. It was on Game Pass. I think Microsoft funded one, right?
That's the one that nobody liked.
Like the flash looking one that they came out with.
Oh shit, Bob Hitz, thank you for that. He goes, "There's a Dead Space remake stream tomorrow." Okay.
Oh really?
No idea. Cool. All right, I have to see if I could watch it after the fact, probably. It's probably gonna be when I'm fucking working, did you guys see Atari acquired game database Moby Games for $1.5 million.
No, did not. Who owns it now?
Tommy Tallarico?
No, that's that other company.
He left that company, by the way, Manny.
I know.
Mm. Oh, he did?
Yeah, he did.
He had a lot of drama that he started commenting on people's things. And
yeah, Rich from Review Tech made a video about that. He went after him and shit.
Yeah, I feel like, he started getting kind of weird, so...
He built this weird cult of personality around it, and then he left the project.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, it was sounding a bit scammy. And to be honest, a lot of the guys that were running it.
Oh shit! Popcorn's ready. What is that shit?
That Brett
sounded like a bad.
You know, it's Brett.
That was not me.
Okay. Oh, it Brett. Was not Brett. Oh shit! Hold on a second here. Brett, you were falsely accused, sir.
I know.
It was me.
Damn, Chris. Yes. Fuck. Only thing I want to hear from you is the dogs,
Now I got machines.
I was like, what is that, man? All right, Brian.
Have some popcorn.
Yeah, right. Brian, what you been playing lately, man?
I actually finished Horizon Zero Dawn this week. And by finished, I mean I got the platinum.
That's my man. I was going to ask you, did you get the platinum? All right, good stuff.
Yeah, of course I did. The game's easy.
Yeah.
What I think? It's mostly what I thought before. It's pretty much amalgam of just... It's quite funny. It's just an amalgam of, current gen tropes back then. It's like, hey, games have towers. Have towers. Games have RPG mechanics for... no reason at all, apart from having RPG mechanics.
Games have the protagonist constantly talking to you, talking to themselves and telling you where to go.
Yeah, it's just... It feels like this game was just a game made because someone just seen lots of things and said, hey, this thing looks good, let's put it in the game. Like, the one thing I really don't understand is why weapons have different rarities when you buy them from merchants. Makes no sense. Like, why? So this one is a rare weapon, opposed to this is a common weapon, but yet you get them all from merchants.
Look exactly the same. Yeah. Same.
Because oh, one got a weird patch on the pocket or something. Something's minor.
But no, my thing is that the only place that I can get new weapons is from the merchants. Like, I can't get them out there in the wild, so what's the point of having, like, rarity? Like, surely it's better just to say, okay, yeah, let's upgrade the weapon that you have, or you can find, like, legendary ones in the wild, not just you get them from merchants. So I just didn't like that. Apart from that, it's exactly what I thought. You know, its story was mostly what I expected, given things. I like how, if you really think about it, it's very similar storyline to Age of Ultron.
Okay, you need to explain that one. I know what you're talking about.
No, the game's been out for like 5 years, so I think it's fine. But yeah. just for respect, I won't. But yeah.
Yeah, no, I see. I know what you mean, yeah.
When I went to the tower and then they were talking, I was like, huh, this feels like Age of Ultron storyline here. Like, granted, it's probably been done a million times beforehand, so another thing.
Yeah, that's the story of like a million other fucking sci-fi things, yeah.
It's cool. I like the whole idea of what happened and the Zero Dawn project.
Brian, cool. When you find out what Zero Dawn was, that's what fucked me up. Like, oh shit, they went there, man. They went there, you know? Like humanity, you know what I'm saying?
The thing that I don't remember and it's bugging me is the timeline between when they found out that things were bad and when Zero Dawn like was finished. It's like, how long was that span? And also, at what point in humanity did that happen? Because it seems like they just did a lot of stuff in a short amount of time, and that's bugging me. But apart from that, I'm fine with it.
Yeah, no spoilers, but yeah, it actually kind of is a short amount of time, you know? I could corroborate that with the Sega games. Like, yeah, that kind of happened within a span, you know, it was a short time. It would be, like, you would experience it in a lifetime, but it's considerably less than that, you know? Like, yeah. Brian, you know, we'll talk, we don't want to spoil it, but, you know, we'll talk about it off air, you know?
Yeah, I just felt that it just was like a short amount of time that they made the whole project. And I was like, can people really do that in that amount of time, given what point they are in theory? Like, so I'm like,
probably not, but, you know, it's a video game, they had a speech.
Well, think about it. There's three things happening in that short amount of time. I won't give spoilers either, but there's another project that is happening at the same time, right?
That's right.
It has to do with space.
Mm-hmm.
So that happening. And then there's a war against, you know, the machines.
Yeah, and remember, so, war tends to speed up the progress of technology. So,
sure.
Yeah.
True. Yeah, you know, since there's a war happening, does that mean there's going to be more PlayStations and Xboxes?
Yeah, no, that shit don't count. You know, remember, conflicts don't advance technology.
Conflicts don't advance technology.
Yeah.
Well, Manny, technically, Sony and Microsoft are not doing business with Russia anymore. So
does that mean there's going to be more PlayStation 5s and Xboxes?
Yeah, right? You know, give me that shit.
I mean, Russia's kind of big.
Yeah, I thought the whole game was fine. You know, it's not the combat that really got to me. The melee combat is just felt really broken in so many ways. You know,
melee combat is never good in those games.
Towards the end, I just stopped using it because it made no sense. Just how long your attacks are and how fast the enemies are. It's like I'll hit the heavy attack button, and then Aloy has to, like, wind up their attack, you know, and phones a friend, reads the Lord of the Rings book, and then she attacks. It's like, really? And by that time, the enemy's already done, like, a triple backflip, and, like, it's behind me now. So it's like, oh, great, now just damage. So yeah, I wasn't a fan of it. The weapons, I loved using the weapons. It's nice how they didn't give us the usual, oh, this is a weapon that you hit from long distance, and this is a weapon that fires rapid things, you know. It's actually different types of weapons, you know. You got bombs, you got status bombs, you got bows that do more damage, that do impact damage, you know. You have, like, traps and stuff. It felt more inventive rather than just, hey, this is the assault rifle type weapon, and this is the sniper rifle type weapon. It's like, thank you.
Yeah, no, you're right about that.
But yeah, all in all, good. I really did enjoy fighting the creatures. To me, that is the highlight of the game. Definitely dinosaurs. Really good stuff there.
Dinosaurs.
Like, every time I found like a bunch of creatures, I was like, okay, cool. This is going to be fun. Like, let's see what can happen this time around. Let's see if I can't fuck things up. And then when I got the power to overtake the any creature, that was when things just got so much fun. Because it was just like, okay, let's find like two of the biggest creatures and make them fight. Because why the hell?
Let them fight.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
There was something as well. Yeah. And due to the storyline, am I not mistaken to think that we should not... Alloy should not be hunting the robots. Because isn't technically Alloy hunting the robots a bad thing, given why the robots exist?
Yeah, but I don't think the people know that.
Yeah, okay, yeah. The people don't know that, but us, the audience, we know that. So doesn't that make Alloy kind of shit?
Well, no, it doesn't, because, you know, you find out the reason why the robots are like that, so it's not, she's not technically in the wrong, you know?
But then she's technically halting progress or slowing down progress, right?
No, because there's a glitch going on there. Like, things are going to get worse if she doesn't try to stop it. Again, okay. We'll talk about it off here. I don't want to spoil anything. Because, you know, motherfuckers, oh, I didn't play the game. Stop spoiling that, motherfucker.
I didn't play the game. Why are you telling me the story?
It was free, like, last year, so... But you know what? Out of respect, since, like, Horizon fans took, like, a major L... in ring this year.
Well, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the people who haven't played. Oh, I want to play. Shut the fuck up.
I heard what you did there.
You take a major Elden
yeah.
ring.
Yeah. You know, don't say that, Brian. Gotta be careful.
No, but it works so well because took a major L, didn't ring. You know.
Like, yeah. Just, no, that's good.
Yeah, that's it. I'm good.
Yeah. By the way, Brian, brilliant segue. So me, Carlos, Chris, and Brett, we've been playing Elden Ring. I just lumped all of us together. Let's just be real here.
There's only one game you're going to be playing for the next
year. Yeah, this is going to be the game I'll be playing for the rest of the year, probably. Elden Ring's fucking dope. I finally got to Godric, got my ass beat, but he is not as hard as the first dude, you know? Like, I got him down a lot, because I had the wolves and I had a homegirl helping me out. So I got to beef up a little bit, but this guy's not as bad. I noticed you could actually jump over his little shockwaves, which is really good. Like, literally just hop over them. You know?
Jump.
But if I get a little annoyed, Chris, Brett, you know what's up. You know what time it is. Actually, tomorrow's Friday, so you already know. You already know your boy got time. So,
there you go, man. We'll do it.
Let's fuck up Godric, man. By the way, because I think I explored pretty much most of the castle. I'm like, all right, this is the only thing I have left, so time to kick this guy's ass. But yeah, Elden Ring's the shit. It's fucking awesome. Anybody, Chris, you want to say anything extra about Elden Ring?
I'm getting my tours together here. I'm finding all the spots. I got to fight some more of the large bosses, though, but I have managed... What the nice thing is, you can duplicate boss souls to make each of their weapons. Yeah, so I beat General Radahn. He's out in Caelid, and he has a pair of swords, a pair of giant curved swords. But I went to one of those walking temples, got it to fall, went in, and it lets you duplicate his soul. So I duplicated it, and then I got his great bow too, because you can only forge one at a time.
Okay.
So either you go into the old games, you have to go into new game plus, kill him again, right? And then you can forge all the things that they give you. But this game, they let you duplicate it. Well, you can duplicate it once, and then they only offer you two things, so that's great. You can get both items as long as you get to one of those walking temples, get it to drop, then go in, and then it lets you duplicate the soul. So it's great because you can have everything the boss has in your first game, your first playthrough. So that's cool. Well,
that's nice. Good if you want to start working toward the platinum.
Yeah.
Unless they don't have that that ability, you know, like that, you know, the get everything, get every weapon.
Oh, they always do. They always have to get every weapon, forge everything, the trophy. So, yeah, it helps a lot because the game is so big. Imagine going into New Game Plus and doing this all over again, right?
Yeah.
Get back to that guy. Even if you're beefy, everything else is beefy. So, you're back to square one, kind of.
All right. Brad, any other thoughts you want to toss in about Elden Ring?
Yeah, I've been grinding out all the little places. I'm beating Ray Lucardia now for the second time because I re-rolled my character so I could do Dragon Magic.
Nice.
But, like, Chris, did you realize there was an entire section of Ray Lucardia that we missed?
No. I mean, I beat the queen.
Yeah. That's on the run to the queen, that little area where the ball rolls down, that area is gigantic because you hop over guardrails and there's a whole section that takes place on top of the roofs of the city.
Oh my god, that area is so crazy. I was like, nah, I need to kill somebody. I have time. I ain't got time for that.
They knew exactly. They were like, here's the boss. Don't look behind this. And I was like, holy shit, there's so much stuff right here. So like, yeah, I've been trying to find out all the secret areas. Chris, were you aware that we've already passed patches?
Yes, I found patches, finally.
Okay. Finally. I found patches. I accidentally killed him on my first character. One of the reasons I have two.
Oh, shit.
Dude, by the time he started pleading for his life, my attack was like halfway through the air.
No mercy for you.
I was like, oh, shit, sorry.
Well,
he's kind of a jerk anyways.
What's funny is like there's a whole underworld under the map. Like there's under cities.
Yeah, not only is the map gigantic, you're like, this map is huge. Oh, yeah. And there's an entire underside. And it's like I said, so dense that like there's whole sections. Like, Chris, we went into the rooftop on Stormvale, or at least I know I went all over the rooftops on Stormvale. That place is three times as big as you think that it is. If you just look over a guardrail and you're like, hey, there's a ledge right there. You hop on that ledge, it fucking opens into its whole hole in Wonderland. There's a dead dragon underneath Stormvale I found.
Oh, nice.
Shit.
The zones, they make them a lot bigger. I got into the Eternal City, which is another under area, and there's rooftops. And if you go left or right, like there's a whole other zone in there. It's so huge that you will just get lost trying to find everything in it. And there's enemies all over the place. Like you're saying, it's so dense. But that's just one other. There's two Eternal Cities under the map.
Yeah, I was told that it's basically like a whole other game down there. Like, you take this long elevator ride. It's like, no, you're not just in another little area. You're in another world. It's like, what the fuck? That's crazy. Like, yo, how big is this game?
Dude, it's so massive. Like, I find it hilarious. Like, you have games like Assassin's Creed basically saying, like, no, we have 500 hours of gameplay. Then in Dying Light, we have 500 hours of gameplay in our game. Meanwhile, over here, Elden Ring is trying to actively suppress how gigantic their world is.
Yeah, right.
Like, you can beat it in 60 hours. Yeah, I mean, I guess you can. If you want to see 10% of the game, sure. I think somebody beat it in an hour. I don't know how.
Yeah, they have powers, man.
Yeah, that game is too much, man.
Yo, Carlos, man, what do you think, man? Do making. what do you think of, you know, give us your Elden Ring thoughts after week two.
All I can say is it lived up to the hype. That's all I'm done.
It's a great game. Go ahead, Carlos.
It's a really good game. Still having those pop-in issues when riding horseback. It's really bad. But other than that, and the multiplayer part, it's a great game, man. I'm really enjoying it. I'm really, you know, sucked into the world. And I've been Margot, or I don't know.
Yeah, Margot. Yeah, Margot Kidder.
Margot Robbie. Yeah. I've been in the second dude, Godric.
You beat Godric, you motherfucker! All right, I got to catch up.
All right, we gotta.
We gotta get there, man.
I beat Rhoda Garin. and I beat the queen, the mage queen. I forgot her name. Lucaria or Guaria?
Oh, Renala?
And then he fought Queen Yharnam.
So I beat her. And so I passed through most of it. I saw what Brett was talking about with the what's it called, with the fucking roofs. Someone told me that. You can get a pretty good helmet through the roofs, and I followed their lead, and I found this thing with two heads.
Oh,
the two-face helmet. Yes, yeah, that thing was buried in there. I know exactly what you're talking about. I just found that.
Yeah, remember when you say thing with two heads in this game, it could mean something else. You could be very literal, you know, about that.
Oh no, yeah. So it's a helmet with two heads. It's specializes in magic, and it's really good.
Don't enemies wear those? There's an enemy that has a helmet.
Well, there's an NPC that talks to you, and he has that helmet on.
Yeah, so it's I've I've been through I think 60% of the map. I want to say.
That's what you think.
Yeah. I was gonna say that. Have you been to the other cities?
No. Okay, so 60% of the of just the first level of the map.
The map keeps getting bigger, and that's right, the thing. Well, it's deceptive.
It's
bigger on the inside.
No. It's not. They don't show you the whole area, and then that area is fogged. They show you a fogged area that's blocked off. But then, like the next, when you actually find something else out, it like expands the map area. So you don't know actually how big the map is until the end of the game. Meanwhile, whereas most games would be like, here's the whole map, and then here's the fog of war covering 90% of it. You know, like you literally, when you first start, you can't pan out to see where the whole map would be.
Carlos, I don't think he's talking right now.
Brett was talking.
Yeah, no, he wanted it. Yeah, follow up man, that man. What do you say about that?
Oh, what did he say?
Damn it, Carlos, pay attention.
I'm watching the game.
I said the map is way bigger than you think that it is because zoom out. And so it kind of locks you into you're like, oh, so I've discovered, 50% of this fog of war area. And then you unlock another area and you're like, shit, the map just got bigger.
Well, it's because you didn't listen to what I said. I didn't listen.
What is going on right now?
Wait, are we talking about the same thing here or what's going on? I said I've been through 60% of the first level of the map, like just the basic map, like just traverse the area portion. I know I've probably been through like 5%.
No, but you ain't seen shit though.
Yeah, you ain't. Yeah, you've been through 60% of the map that you're allowed to see right now. The map gets bigger.
Oh yeah, I know. But I'm just giving perspective of like what I've traversed through. I've been through most of Caelid. Mm-hmm. I still need to get to some parts of Caelid that I don't know how the fuck to get to.
Carlos, I can show you that. I can show you how to get to Red Main Castle, and you want to try General Radahn. You thought Margit was hard.
Oh, I've stumbled across that one. It's the dragon that's on the fire, right?
No, he ain't no dragon. Oh, he's a big ass dude with two swords.
He's a big ass guy on a tiny horse.
Yeah. Which he then eats to fight you.
Oh man!
So. Oh, okay, so I stumbled across another guy. The names, man, the names are whatever because they're confusing to me. But I was in Caelid and I stumbled across this one freaking dude, and I'm like, God damn, it's like one hit kill. It's just pretty massive, and it's the map is freaking huge, and just figuring out new stuff every day. It's like, oh, like, get messages or, something pops up and it's like, oh, have you seen this? Have you seen this? Or, this part of the map, or have you tried getting the fucking, the Comet Azure spell?
I don't know where that spell is. It's so powerful though. Oh, that's where it is.
It's by the dragon thing that I talked about. Yeah.
Listen, I mean, you need so much intelligence to use it. I think you need 60 intelligence. 60, so yeah. Way off from that.
Yo, Chris, the way you said that, you just reminded me of that Chappelle skit. That's no snake, honey.
Oh man.
Remember that? It looking like a big snake. He's like that random black dude in Japan. That's no snake, honey. Oh man. All right, man. I think we're done here. Good show. Right. Does anybody have anything to plug around here?
Not anything right now, but stay tuned.
Good stuff. Adam, you got anything?
We'll probably have an episode of the Tea Diggers podcast and Carlos. We are covering the final. So if you're interested, check us out. Spotify, iTunes, we're out there.
Doing it big. Good stuff.
You are Negan.
Everybody's Negan.
That was the whole point. Remember? That was what everybody, whenever they came across people, they were like, who are you? We're Negan. So no one knew who Negan.
After seeing some of the leaks that happened the other day, I think I might jump ship.
Oh, you might jump the mothership.
Won't be Negan.
I won't be Negan.
Shoot, and Negan's gonna be running around in Queens.
That's crazy. All right, man, we're done here. So make sure you follow Throwdown on Twitch and Twitter, and check out our Discord where Mob Hits is always dropping the latest and greatest rumors. You can find Throwdown on any podcast app by searching for Throwdown Show, two words, Throwdown Show. And you can visit ThrowdownShow.com to listen to past episodes on the audio side. And if you are on YouTube and you enjoyed the content, Make sure you hit like, subscribe, and hit the little bell to be notified of when we have our YouTube premieres, which is every Monday and Friday night at 10:45 p.m. Eastern, when we're on our normal schedule, not our fucked up schedule. I apologize for that. But yeah, everything else, links down below. Once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you next time.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Peace out.
Adam Vale.
Good weekend.
Brett Murdoch.
Real.
And Brian Mongeau.
So then, none of the PlayStation insiders knew about the state of play and the games at state of play. That says a lot.
Ain't that something? But they know a Metal Gear remake is coming again. The rumor doesn't die. It was propping up again this week. Are you fucking kidding me? It's insane. Anyway, we'll see y'all on Sunday. Peace out.
Later.
Later.